California is in another standoff with Washington. This week, the Justice Department sued to block Senate Bill 50, a new law that gives California power to veto the sale of federal land. This follows the Justice Department's high-profile fight with California over its sanctuary laws that are meant to protect undocumented immigrants. California State Controller Betty Yee joins us now. Betty, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. Pleasure to join you.
Why did California feel it was necessary to pass SB 50?
Well, we know here in California, we are home to more than 45 million acres of federal lands. And the California State Lands Commission, which I chair, we provide stewardship to millions of acres of state public lands. And we take our stewardship responsibilities and obligations very seriously. And this is all about really the importance of protecting our precious public lands, whether they are state-owned or federally owned, for future generations.
It could hold up a transfer or a sale of federal land. What's the fear? Why wouldn't you want the federal government to do that?
Well, you know, we believe that Senate Bill 50 was intended to do, and we support the intent, is to discourage any transfer of federal public lands to private third parties for the purpose of exploiting those resources for private gain, such as oil and gas development. But I want to just be clear, the legislation does not prevent the sale of land. Instead, it just prevents private purchasers from recording deeds to the land unless the state was allowed the opportunity to buy the land first.
So first really refusal, the right of first refusal.
Exactly.
Well, the Justice Department has been very clear that it believes California is out of line here, that the land belongs to the federal government and that the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution makes it clear that the feds have jurisdiction. How can you argue with that?
Well, you know, we look at our stewardship as being all-encompassing of public lands. And, you know, I know the federal administration has stated its intent to keep its promise not to transfer or sell public lands. And so if that's the case, then I think it's it was premature to file the lawsuit. So we have no intention of preventing any sales that certainly are broadening public interest. I know they've made a case about building facilities for the military on public lands. Mm-hmm. And to the extent that that serves a larger public interest, we're not going to interfere there.
You would not interfere with any transfers that included the military?
Well, we would see what the proposal was, but if that is something that is not for private gain, that's something that we certainly would probably not stand in the way of.
There was an analysis by the state legislature before this bill was passed that said that there was a good chance it would be found unconstitutional. So with that information, why would lawmakers have pressed forward?
Again, we have that jurisdiction with respect to looking at the purpose for these lands within our authority. The land recording system is set up under state laws, so it's within our state rights to pass laws regarding recorded deeds, including those for federal lands.
As you know, the context around all of this is that the Trump administration and California have not been getting along well lately. There are dozens of lawsuits between the two jurisdictions. I mean, don't you think that anything else could be done to improve this relationship rather than all these legal fights?
Well, I would hope that eventually what this administration will realize in Washington is that California is a major driver of the rest of the nation economically, socially, and you know, any further attacks and singling out of California, I believe, is just very, very short-sighted. We contribute a lot to the prosperity of the country. We contribute a lot with respect to the innovations. We blaze trails, and we're really just showing here that we take our stewardship responsibilities seriously, and so our leadership stands and has been clear on this front as well.
That's California State Controller Betty Yee. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.